Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
So I was in the shower, I was cleaning my ass and making all shirts all sparkly, spanky clean.
I'm not the funny one, I'm the pretty one.
Cock shots. I just checked myself out.
Music, wine, and then loop up and get on top.
The glory hole is like a dick theater. I've imagined your friend.
Which means your pants had better come off. Mama needs playtime.
We're not sluts.
We just love love.
Welcome back. As Bradford's jamming out over here.
I was jamming out. I like our theme song.
Yeah.
Hello, podcast people.
Yeah. Thanks for joining us here, by the by, yet again.
Yeah, once again. Once again. We're still here.
Yes. Yes.
Fuck you, 2020.
We have yet to go anywhere.
You can't get rid of us that easily.
Nope.
How's it going?
Good. How you doing?
Oh, man. I'm tired.
Yeah.
I am.
No.
I know.
It's been a tough few weeks, huh? You have to use your brain.
I know, and I'm not good at using my brain. It's exhausting. But we have gotten so many messages from people, and they're lovely, positive messages about our recent podcasts, and we love them all, and we thank you, each and every one of you who have sent us just some positive notes and how we've affected you and affected your life, and it just... Oh, it makes me feel warm and fuzzy.
Yeah.
Yay! I'm a sucker for positive reinforcement.
I think everybody is. I think it's something that everyone needs.
No, I literally mean I'll suck you if you give me positive reinforcement.
Oh, right, okay. Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, so we do have something on the horizon.
We do?
I mean, it's a little ways in the horizon.
Are we talking about January?
Yes.
Ugh, that's so far on the horizon. Mm-hmm. That's next year.
It is. But January 15th, we have our next pendulum party.
Woohoo! Yay.
That's exciting.
That'll be fun.
Yeah, we're back to a Friday night for that one.
Friday night, yeah. Pendulum party.
So when you need a little fun at the end of the week, for those of you in the Sydney area, or, you know, Greater Australia, because you'll be able to come.
Yes, Australia. Mm-hmm.
Then, yeah, come on over to OSS, and you can book tickets on oursecretspot.com.au.
Yes. But
come to Pendulum.
It'll be fun. Yeah, you'll love it.
We'd love to see you there.
Yay!
We're going to have fun there.
Be so good.
It's the only thing we have to look forward to right now.
It's the only thing. No, we're having a good Christmas with friends.
We are. That's
we're
true.
Having New Year's at OSS.
True. Yes.
Also, if you're coming to Our Secret Spot for New Year's, you better fucking buy your tickets now because they're going quickly. And once those tickets are gone, those tickets are fucking gone.
Yep. And remember, it's reduced number, so yeah. There are not many tickets.
It's true. So come see us at Our Secret Spot.
And then possibly come on us.
At Our Secret Spot.
Uh-huh.
Yay. that's pretty much all the exciting stuff that...
So I will say that we have had, and I know we touched on this last week, we've had a number of listeners who have written in and given us TV shows, movies, other things that we should watch and review. And this past weekend, I thought maybe we would have kind of a lazy weekend. We just, you know, be really chill, stay home.
This past weekend or the weekend before past?
No, this past weekend.
Okay.
I thought we'd have a really lazy weekend and chill, yeah. Maybe watch some TV, watch some of these movies, get through some of that.
That sounds nice.
Yeah, we didn't.
We didn't.
No. No, we had an accidentally sexy weekend weekend.
That is accurate.
But the weekend before, though, we also had a lot of sexy times.
Yeah. Look, we are busting out of our COVID world.
Mm-hmm.
And Australia, New South Wales is now 16 days of no new cases. Mm-hmm. Melbourne, Victoria
24,
is 24 days with no new cases. Mm-hmm. We're not going to talk about Adelaide because they had an issue.
Adelaide had a little bump in the road.
Western Australia just still doesn't want us in their state, nor does Queensland. That's fine.
Yeah.
Sorry, Queensland, but Really? Yeah, so we have been kind of exploring whole new worlds. Mm-hmm. And yeah. So, gosh, let's see. Saturday, 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
We had a nice, sexy time with a bunch of friends that we hadn't gotten together with in a year. Mm-hmm. In fact, I don't think all of us were together for 2 years.
Yeah, the whole group, probably.
The whole
yeah.
group.
Right, right.
And so there were us and seven other people, mm-hmm. and we all went and had sexy mimosa drinks on an island. Mm-hmm. Well, by well, island. They called it the island, but it's really a barge.
Yeah, it's a barge in the harbor.
It's a barge in yeah. the harbor. Yeah. It's a bargeber. Our barge. It's a harbarge. There you go. And look, we'll just fast forward to the fun parts where we're all at drinks that night and like suddenly two couples get up and like, we're going to go back to our room. And Angela immediately stands up and grabs me by the collar and is like, where are you going?
Oh, no, I knew where they were going and we were going with them.
Well, I mean, clearly.
Yeah. It was more just like, give me the hotel.
Me, I had no idea what we were doing.
Yeah.
Like, all right, cool. And yeah. We ended up back at their place. They had a mirror on their ceiling.
Oh my God. I didn't know that there were hotel rooms with mirrors on the ceiling in Sydney. Sydney. But now that we know, I made a note of the room number too.
Oh my God. Of course you did. Yeah. So the Meriton Tower has mirrors on the ceiling.
At least some of the rooms.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Oh, quiet you. The song wasn't that bad. Yeah. So we ended up in their room and immediately like wasted no time and were naked.
No, it was like 2 seconds in and draws down.
Yeah. 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 As you do. And yeah, it was a good, fun, sexy time.
Yeah, it was good because that's a group where everybody is pretty comfortable to play, you know, with there's a lot of different dynamics and you can play for a bit with somebody and then kind of take a break and then go back into it. So it's really a nice fun play session there.
Yeah. We had a few semi first times for us in that myself and one of the ladies made a giant wet spot on the floor.
Uh-huh.
We're probably going to need that carpet checked out at some point. and then at another point, I should preface, I mean, I think everybody knows, we were day drinking all day and then
yes.
we went to a pub for dinner and drank some more. But at one point, I don't even remember what was happening to me, but there was a lot of shit happening to me. And the next thing you know, I had my toe in somebody's vagina.
Yeah, so that was, you were laying on the bed.
I know that people are listening to the podcast just went, wait, what?
You were laying on the bed and your foot was kind of hanging off just at the end of the bed.
Yeah.
And I think you were jerking someone off. Somebody was going down on you.
Yeah.
You might have had somebody on riding
you. I think you were
you.
Sitting on my face.
I think I was sitting on your face because yeah. I was kind of watching. There were a few other things going on around and I was watching this one lady who, she'd gone to the other room for a break and then she was walking in and I saw her look at your foot and get this look in her eyes.
this gleam of joy and mm-hmm. evilness.
And so it's the only part of you that was available and free. And she went up to your foot and kind of started rubbing herself on your foot. And for our listeners out there who don't know, Bradford does not like his feet touched.
Don't touch my feet.
They're very ticklish and you will probably get kicked.
Very ticklish.
So when she started on this, I was like, ooh, this is going to be interesting. He's going to kick her.
I focused so hard. It was not as bad as I thought it was going to be.
Yeah.
You, and apparently she enjoyed it. So like, there you go.
Yeah.
I got somebody off with my toes. Yeah, that's right. Bitch goes where she's towed to. Oh. I'm sorry. I'm not that person, but that's really funny.
Oh, is it? Is it? Where's your bad man?
Where are you, Lawrence? Where are you, buddy?
Bad man!
No, it was really weird. But I didn't not enjoy it.
And you did not kick her?
I
there
didn't
was no
kick her.
Like big reflex
no,
kind of thing.
There was no. And in fact, I think she enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't go on for long, only a few minutes.
A few minutes, yeah. But still, I was waiting for something.
I was two toes deep at some point. It's just such a weird thing to say, but yeah, I mean, it was okay. Like, I think she liked it. That's all that matters,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
I mean, I enjoyed it too. So that matters as well. Mm-hmm. It was consensual. It was consensual foot job. Didn't know I'd ever do a foot job. Not like that.
It's the first time for everything, babe.
Yeah, that's right.
Yep.
I'm ready for next time. But yeah, and then there was a great kind of funny, sexy picture with me and one of the other fellas. I posted that to Instagram as part of our stories recently because mm-hmm. of the mirror on the ceiling. That was fun. Good times. And also, if you are a member of our Discord, you got to see that one unfiltered. I put full junk up on our Discord chat.
Ooh.
I know. We have a not safe for work channel, and that was where I posted it. So
there've been some really sexy things up there.
If you've missed, you know, if you're not a Patreon supporter, you don't get a member of our Discord chat. So if you are, check out my wiener.
Well, I was gonna say, it's not just you. There've been some other really sexy people up on there.
That's absolutely correct. There's no doubt about that. So yeah, that was a lovely Saturday.
It was really good. Yeah.
And then fast forward to the next day. So the friends that, she and I made a mess of the carpet, that we took a picture of ourselves on the ceiling. They came over to our place because they had a flight to get, because they were going home, and they had nothing else to do for 4 hours. So why not do us?
Yeah. Well, admittedly, so they came over and we knew, of course, we know like everybody's interested in playing, but we just sat around talking for so long. For like hours, we were just talking and having so much fun. And then it was like, okay, how long do you have before your flight? An hour and 15 minutes before you have to leave. Great. Awesome. Let's go to the bedroom.
Yeah, this basically is like, okay, cool. Can we inspect your bodies?
Yeah. Like we're having a lot of fun talking, but...
Literally, it all started with him inspecting your body, like looking That's at your true. Breasts.
Yeah.
And then what I love about her is she was immediately like, look at my breasts. And I'm like, I will do this because... because it's only polite and you're fucking gorgeous.
Yeah.
And the next thing you know, we were all in the bedroom. And I'm going to be honest, I mean, we weren't drinking that much.
No.
But at the same time, there's a bit of a blur for me. And then it's like all of a sudden he looked at me and was like, I want you on the bed on all fours. And I was like, okay. Because I was like, I don't know what's going on. And suddenly somebody is licking my bottom. I'm a big fan of rim jobs. And then it was, I hear him go, get me a condom. And I'm like, oh, I have not prepared for this. I am not ready for this. And yeah, he is also probably the largest biocock I have ever encountered.
Yeah, he's good size.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And look, fast forward to, let's talk a bit about drugs.
Okay. Drugs are bad, okay?
Not all drugs are bad, okay? So we've sort of hinted before at Viagra and Cialis and whatnot, and Viagra for me is a good 6 hour evening, but Cialis is often a good long weekend. So I can take it on Friday, and it's pretty much running through my body until Sunday evening.
Yeah.
Then you have amyl nitrate, and if you don't know what amyl nitrate is, it goes by the, I've always wanted to say this, the street name as poppers in the gay community. And so it is basically leather stripper.
I think it's leather cleaner, yeah.
Yeah. And so if you like the smell of Sharpies or gasoline.
Paint pens.
Yeah. If you like that smell, you'd love poppers. But the thing is, you take a sniff of that, and then it's like you get a very quick high. But you shouldn't ever mix poppers with Viagra Cialis because of the risk of heart attack. And so normally I don't do poppers because I'm often taking Cialis.
So when you say it's a quick, like how long does it last when you take a whiff of it?
For me, it's a good 5 to 7 minutes. Okay. It's in my head, and it's a... I'm going to say for me, it's a euphoric feeling. It's this light airiness. My head gets really fuzzy, but in a good safe way for a little while. And I can literally feel all of my muscles relaxing. Mm-hmm. It's just like all the stress and heaviness kind of gets slowly drained away.
So it's a bit like MDMA light kind of thing.
It's like MDMA light. Yeah. If you've ever taken MDMA, which I feel like this is probably a whole podcast we should discuss at some point.
Yeah.
But poppers are, or amyl is kind of like MDMA, but just for a few minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But for me, it is very much for everybody, it's a relaxant. And so if you're bottoming, you just take a nice whiff of poppers. And then next thing you know, you pretty much could like land an airplane wherever you want. Yeah, but I had some amyl, and this fellow gets behind me and I'm like, I'm gonna need some amyl. And like I was kind of amazed at how, because again, having not done AML really in ages, I was amazed at how immediately I relaxed and how I was like, oh yeah, this is why we do this stuff. And it was like, this is great. And immediately he's like, just.
Yeah. He went in a little slow, just kind of like, you know, give you a second to get used to it.
Yeah.
But even so, he didn't go all the way deep until you got mouthy. And then he was like, all right.
Yeah. And there's a, like, I know you've talked about this before, not exactly the way I'm about to talk about it, but there's just something magical about somebody's balls hitting your balls. I know you don't have balls to hit, but you've talked about it in doggy, like the balls hitting the clit. Mm-hmm. But it's like, it's such a strange but wonderful feeling. To have that kind of like that smack, smack, smack. And it was like, this is really good. Yeah. And I did get very mouthy. His partner was laying on the bed to my left. And we should probably warn the gentleman, don't worry, your pillow has since been washed. But she squirted all over your pillow.
Oh, that was before. That was when you were down on the S. And
oh, I thought that happened.
No,
when,
okay. I think she was going down on you and you were on the S and she was kind of kneeling on the gentleman's pillow because she didn't want her.
Right. You know, and you did that to her.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause she needed padding for her knee. So the pillow was the closest thing. So I was like, here, kneel on this. And so she was kneeling on the gentleman's pillow and I was fingering her. And so at some point she was just like, oh, I'm going to score. I'm going to score. I'm like, yeah, that's fine. Go ahead. Yeah. We'll wash it. It's
that's
fine.
Right. It's the gentleman's pillow. It's gentleman's, fine.
Yeah,
it's fine.
Yeah. I was like, it's a gentleman's pillow. It's fine. And it has since been washed, so don't worry.
Sorry, buddy. We cleaned that up.
Sorry, probably needed good washing anyway.
It probably did. We've seen the things he's done to it.
Yeah, but she did, while you and he were playing on the bed, though, she was masturbating herself. And I don't know if she squirted then, but if not, it was really close because she sounded very wet.
Oh my God, she turns me on so hard. Again, side note, I've admitted to her that I kind of fetishize her. Mm-hmm. And that's always something that I'm always worried about telling somebody. It's like, I fetishize you because I don't mean it in a negative way, but I do definitely mean it in the way of like, I think about you when I touch myself.
I think most people would be honored for that. Like, they'd be happy that somebody thinks about them when they touch themselves.
I hope so. I mean, I'm fine being fetishized.
Yeah.
But yeah, she like is always like, she turns me on so hard, but yeah, I lost my train of thought because I was thinking about her. Sorry. No idea what I'm talking about. Yeah. But, I know I got very mouthy. I know I bit very hard into the bed and I probably screamed a lot. It was amazing.
It was really fun to watch.
I know there was a moment where I was like, stop, stop, stop. And he did stop for a second, but he didn't pull out all the way. And I was like, all right, now harder. Like, I just needed to breathe for a second. It was amazing. It was amazing. I completely lost track of you. What were you doing?
Bradford, was it amazing?
It was amazing. I lost track of you. What were you doing?
So I was on your other side. So his partner was on one side of you and I was on the other side. And I was just enjoying the view. And then I was also kind of feeling you and jacking you off a little bit,
but
just playing with your junk. And
yeah, that's correct. You were. Mm-hmm. And then, so we got to the point where we were stopping, and he laid back on the bed and it was great because his partner had her tits out over his face and was kind of giving him a head massage, which like, I think most head massages should include breasts in your face.
Tits and face.
It should totally, that's the way it should be. And I started going down on him and, then I might have made him make him, English is suddenly really hard. Cause like, this is like, I might have made him come a little lot. Yeah, I'm kind of proud. I was proud of that because that's what I was working for.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was nice. And I do remember looking up at you and you were like, yeah, that's my boy. that's my boy, Steve. So, yeah, it was great. I don't know who Steve is. For a moment there, sure. I was.
Yeah, yeah, right.
Yeah.
I'll start calling you that.
Steve. She touched my peppy Steve. Yeah, it was good. Mm. I enjoyed it.
It was very much a fun afternoon.
Yeah, it was like...
Yeah, and also a bit unexpected, because we hadn't really planned for them to come over, but it was...
Oh, it was completely unexpected.
Very, very nice bonus.
Didn't expect them to come over, didn't really expect sexy time, didn't expect to be bottomed by, you know, a Red Bull can. It was, it was nice. Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. Yeah, that was really good, and I think that was pretty well it for the weekend.
For that weekend, yes. which is good because it was like an early weekend as well. I was like, oh, sweet. It's still, yeah. You know, it's not too late.
And then fast forward.
So at altplayground.net, there is a new arrivals module that has been on, I think the way they call it, what the kids are calling it now, is Muy Fuego. It's on fire. Ooh. Yeah, so new members are joining from across the country, across the U.S. I feel like I should say that. We are an Australian podcast, and this is an American U.S. company, resulting in so many new connections made by lifestylers. We all know that this is a tough time, and it's very hard for us to meet new people and meet new faces, but altplayground.net makes it easy for you to do that. If, you know, you join and you log in and you got all the video chats, all the amazing chat walls, you can go and in the new arrivals module, check out all of the amazing growth and new opportunities for sex positive fun at altplayground.net. And when you go, definitely check us out. We've got our own community board. You can say hi, wave to us, see all of our sexy photos. It's kind of awesome. So altplayground.net and search for By the By. We're there.
Mm-hmm. And also, if you want some sexy sex toys.
Sexy sex toys. Uh-huh. I want some sexy sex toys.
Well, maybe we need to get on and do some shopping.
We should. We can go to adamandeve.com and we can browse around. Do a bit perusing, I think, is, again, what the kids are calling it nowadays. Find you a toy, throw it in your cart, use the passcode By the By when you check out, and you'll get an item at 50% off. You'll get free shipping, and you'll also get a bunch of videos on demand, some sex toys thrown in there, because if anything that one sex toy wants, it's more sex toys.
Well, they need company.
They need company. They get lonely in the shipping on the way to and fro.
It's true.
Could definitely go to adamandeve.com. Find you something sexy and new. Christmas is just around the corner.
Mm-hmm. Think about you. Think about your partners, all your friends.
Think about Bradford.
Your family.
And Bradford.
Remember that sometimes shipping takes a while.
Yeah. And I'm not your family, but I could be.
Yeah.
I could be. It's true. Definitely go to adamandeve.com and check it out.
Yep, and use the coupon code By the By.
By the By.
So this weekend.
This weekend. This was a weird weekend because, like you said early on, we didn't expect to do much.
No, we went into it thinking it was going to be a super lazy weekend.
Yeah.
Not a lot going on.
And just like that song, we were accidentally in lust.
Mm-hmm. It's true. It's very true.
Accidentally in lust. I don't know. Can't remember how the song goes.
I mean, it turned out amazing.
It was
unexpected.
It was completely unexpected. So, on Saturday morning, Friday night, I think I was asleep at probably 6 p.m. I was boring as fuck on Friday night. But then Saturday morning, you were throwing up the Christmas tree and, help me.
But it's pretty. It's good.
Very pretty, but it's not even December yet. It's literally...
I usually wait until...
It wasn't even Thanksgiving.
I know. I usually wait until the Friday after Thanksgiving or that weekend, I guess, because we don't have it off anymore. But I usually wait until after that. But next weekend, I thought was going to be a little busier, and I was ready to do it, and we had the weekend, so I was like, I'm doing it.
Yeah, so we did it.
We did.
And as Angela was putting up the Christmas tree, I was also doing holly jolly things, and I was perusing Grindr. Angela is jingling bells. I'm jingling balls. It's as you do.
Teamwork.
Teamwork. That's right. There is no I in team, but there is an a-hole. Anyway, I was on Grindr and was chatting with this guy, and I'm like, oh my God, he's really very attractive, and showing Angela pictures of this guy. And she's like, yeah, he is very attractive. And then just sort of randomly, he's like, oh, you have a partner? Yes. Male or female? I was like, female. He's like, I'm bi. What are you doing tonight, buddy? And so really, again, randomly, I was like, hey, do you want to meet up at this pub? And we like fast forward to that night, we met up at the pub, of course, COVID. So you had to have a booking. It was booked out. We ended up going to two other pubs. Mm-hmm. Again, unless you have a booking, you can't come in. So we ended up just bringing him back to our place and opening a bottle of wine.
Yeah. And he was very cute. He was very nice.
Yeah.
He could carry conversation.
Yeah. With both of us.
Yeah.
And it was like, hey.
Go to the bedroom?
Want
to
see the bedroom? Because that's how sexy and smooth we are.
Well, I think it was pretty well on the table, like, from the beginning for really everybody. Was.
I mean, it's fucking Grindr.
So. Yeah. We're not going to kid anybody and say that we didn't expect it.
Yeah. Yeah. And so this is the part of the podcast where I ask questions like, how come every man that we know has an abnormally large penis? Like, I'm okay being average, but when I am literally the, on a scale of 1 to 10, the 2, like, Jesus Christ, man. Like, seriously, mm-hmm. this guy literally was like a baby holding an apricot. Mm-hmm. It was fucking huge.
He did have a big cock.
And I was like, all I really wanted to do tonight was bottom. That's uh-huh. all I really wanted to do. And I'm looking at that and going, well, okay. I'm not sure there's enough ammo in the world. I'd have to dick my head, uh-huh. which I did. Yeah.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Yeah. I would also have to dip my head in amyl in order. Even that, I'm not sure. It's like
maybe we need to work with that, like the blow up.
Yeah, butt plug. The giant yeah. inflatable butt uh-huh. plug. Anyway, so we played with him for a while, and like he had some really nice moments where he was like literally fucking my mouth, mm. and I'm like, I'm enjoying being skull fucked. I really am. Mm-hmm. And he was nice enough to be able to read body language. So when he was starting to choke me to death, he would sort of pull back, which is nice.
That's considerate.
It's yeah. very considerate. Yeah. yeah. I saw him trying to do that with you. How did that work?
He would try a little, but like it doesn't do it for me and it doesn't work for me. Cause like I think it was a bit of, he was trying to, you know, push my head in, but didn't want that. So clearly I just would kind of push back a bit and he got that. Yeah, so then he good. Didn't pursue, he didn't continue on. But also it was kind of a rhythm thing because it's like, you know, I have my rhythm and then if he's pushing me, then that's kind of messing that up. And I'm just like, no, I don't like this.
I love it. So. Angela's the person who's like, hey, stop fucking with my rhythm. I'm trying to suck cock here.
No, but so yeah, I would kind of push back a little bit and he didn't, you know, just like he would try one little bit and okay, that's not going to work. So it, you know, I didn't have to actually like say anything or, you know, whatever. It was just like you said, he could read body language really well. Yeah. So yeah, it was good.
But yeah, it was an amazing amount of fun. Mm-hmm. Like, it was a lot of fun. It's just like, I just want to find a guy with a normal cock. That's all I want.
Yeah. And I knew that you wanted to bottom. It's kind of like, I'm not going to push to fuck him because yeah. also we talked a little bit about limits and stuff, but yeah. not really. So I didn't really know if he was really interested in fucking me or not, but I knew that you were interested in him. So I was kind of like, well, I'm going to give you the space and the freedom in case you want to.
Well, yeah. But after you saw him pull out a 6-pack in one thing, I was like, maybe Bradford won't. Like, I think that people out in podcast land just can't appreciate how big this thing was. It was obscene. Obscene. I don't understand. Like, mm-hmm. I don't know. Like, mm-hmm. I want a cock that looks big when it's soft, but isn't big when it's erect. Does that make sense?
So you want it to go the opposite I way do. That cocks do.
I want it to be a shrinker, not a thinker. Uh-huh. I don't know.
Right.
But like it's amazing when it's soft. You're like, wow, that's awesome. But then once it gets erect, some people are like, no.
I will say that his cock was fun to play with even when it was soft.
Oh yeah.
Like it was fun. Like, you know, soft, hard didn't matter. Like it was fun to play with.
Yeah. But again, it was giant and like I was. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. going down on him, it brought new meaning to, you know, topping from the bottom or bottoming from the top. I don't know. It was giant. So all I'm saying is I'm throwing it out there now. If you have a normal to small size cock, and like to top, hi, my name's Bradford. and I am probably looking for you. yeah, I'm not a slut. I am.
You just want to love cock in your ass?
I just want some cock in my ass. And apparently that is too much to ask for, or I'm asking for too much, or everything is just too much.
Too much, too much,
too much,
too much.
Am I being dramatic?
Yes, a little bit.
Okay, cool.
No, don't worry. You're not being too much.
I know I'm not being too much. I look at myself and I'm like, oh, that's enough.
Now I'm talking about your drama.
Oh. Should I turn it up? I've been watching a lot of Schitt's Creek lately, and I really feel like
Are you channeling David?
I am channeling David. I think he is my spirit animal. Uh-huh. I just love him. He's great.
He is a great character. Yeah.
Anyway, day two, or as some people call it, Sunday, mm-hmm. in the weekend, we had a get together with some friends that we hadn't seen probably in a year.
It's been more than a year.
It's been crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. A year and a half, I think, is what we decided on.
It was at least a year and a couple months. Oof. Yeah.
And we really like this couple. They're amazing. And we found out that they're a 12-minute walk from our place.
Yeah.
Which is why we will never move. And so we walked over to their place and look, I'll just fast forward to the part that people really want to hear about. We had some great conversation.
We did.
See, that's the psych. And I love it when Angela's like, so we're at your place, but is play on the table because we have to leave in an hour and 7 minutes?
Whoa, back up. So before we ever went.
You just don't like it because I'm like literally calling you out and I'm right.
Oh, you're right. But before we even went over there, though, you were like, Brever was like, so do you think there's play on the table? Do you think we might play? And I was like, well, yeah, I think there's a very good possibility because they specifically said our roommate is gone. Do you want to come to our place?
Yeah.
That tells me they want to play.
I also love that Angela says this while trying to decide what panties and bra to wear and like matching them. She's like, oh yeah, there's play on the table. Yeah. Wow. She is confident.
Yeah. So I figured that was going to be a thing. And like Bradford said, we did have some wonderful chats, a couple of hours. We were sitting outside just talking and it was great. We hadn't caught up with them in more than a year. And so, yeah, we were having a really good time with that. And then she said something that insinuated play. But it wasn't like asking for it. It was sort of implied maybe that play was on the table. And I looked at my phone and was like, well, do you guys want to play? Because if so, we have an hour and 15 minutes before we need to leave. Because we had another date that night. And they knew that. And I was like, but we have an hour and 15 minutes. And she jumped up off that couch so fast. She was like, yep, we're going upstairs. Like,
literally, she was upstairs in like a minute.
Yeah, and we were all right behind
her.
And
she had already filled up all of our wine glasses. Yeah, it was so funny. And so we get upstairs and like, look, this is a couple we've talked about before in that we met them separately at a pendulum party. I was struggling with headspace and was working in the behind the bar and Angela was out flirting with everybody and they came up separately to the bar and I was like, oh my God, he is the cutest thing I've ever seen. And then she comes up and I'm like, oh my God, she's so pretty. Mm-hmm. And then Angela comes up and she's like, hey, there's a couple you need to meet. They're amazing. And then come to find out it was the two people.
Yep. It was all the same couple.
And like, I have such a crush on him, such a crush on him. So we went upstairs and basically did the Bruce Almighty thing where suddenly our clothes were ripped off.
Yeah. 2 seconds, they were gone.
It really was one of those like,
excuse me while I whip this out.
Like literally. And it's this wonderful whirlwind of all of us sort of making out together. Mm. And then bam, he's behind you fucking you. And I'm like, yeah, this is, how do I sign up for that train?
Yeah, that was really good.
And like,
and I had a lot of time going down on her, which was nice.
Oh my God.
That was fun.
I went down on everybody. It was like, you get a blowjob. You get a blowjob. You get everybody. I was basically Oprah Winfrey of sex. It was great. And then I love it when he's like,
Oprah's oral.
Oprah's oral. Oh my God. But I love it when, like, he looks at me and goes, we have condoms. You can fuck her if you want. I'm like, I do want. Yeah. And it was great. Like, I'm such a fan of doggy style. And then you were going down on him. She was like, had her face in his chest, and oof, it was great. Mm-hmm. And it was just kind of a blur of amazing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was a lot of fun. And it was good because it was a bit of everybody could just play with everybody. Yeah. And that little puppy pile.
Yeah. And it was so good. So I will fast forward to today. I got a message from him, and he was like, you know, we hadn't played in so long because of the coronavirus that we started talking about it. And we were afraid that everybody didn't come, which I know what that means. Bradford, you didn't come. Mm-hmm. And I was like, honestly, I didn't. But that's not really what I was just happy to be involved.
Yeah.
And it wasn't kind of on the table. Like, for me, I don't think that an orgasm, and this is completely different, for, I think, from what I used to think. But like, an orgasm really isn't the end all be all. Like, I'm just sort of happy to be part of the game and to have fun.
Well, it's like we've talked about before, in that when a lot of people talk about sex, they think of penis and vagina, and that's the end goal. If you don't have penis and vagina, then it's not sex.
Yeah.
And I think in that way, some people think that you have to have an orgasm, you have to ejaculate in order to kind of complete the play session and to have fun. Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's not necessarily the case. As long as you're there and you're having fun and you're enjoying whatever you're doing or what's being done to you, then you don't have to necessarily have an orgasm or ejaculate.
Yeah. And I had a blast. I think it was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And I like the fact that it's kind of chillax and I don't feel pressured to perform. It's just like, these are people I like. And what I'm finding is that for me, sex is a lot more pleasurable if it's just like mouth and hands. Like, mm-hmm. I don't necessarily need to stick my dick in anything. However, if you'd like to stick your dick in me, my name is Bradford. This is basically the podcast in which I pimp myself out.
Uh-huh.
And I also like watching people fuck you. Like, that's a lot of fun. I don't necessarily need to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Stick my dick in anything. Yeah, but then once we were done, like, we went out and he and I went out and chatted for a bit on the balcony, and mm-hmm. I might have accidentally waved my penis at his neighbors.
Yeah, flashed the neighbors. It's fine. Yeah.
Awkward.
Yeah.
and we all kind of just laid there and talked for a bit, and then we had to smoke bomb and go home.
Yeah.
We then went home.
Uh-huh.
I think I napped for 45 minutes.
I would have said 20, but sure.
Okay, it needed to be longer. but you were waking me up like, Bradford, wake up.
15 minutes.
Sam's going to be here in 15 minutes. I'm like, right.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Sweet. And then our buddy Sam came over and, we went outside and started chatting, and his partner was out doing something. And I was like, is this a sex thing or is this just a social thing? He was like, oh no, this is a sex thing. Cool.
See, it's always good to clarify.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
It was that kind of weekend.
Yeah. But that's why you use your words and you ask people, because otherwise, and we've had so many times where we just end up talking the entire time and then never actually go play. And then afterwards, everybody's like, oh my God, we wanted to play.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's why we use our words and we try to bring it up at least when there's enough time still to play.
Yes, absolutely. We were out on the balcony and then we came in because of mosquitoes. And then he said, I love it. He was like, well, I'm in between drinks, so let's go to the bedroom. when he had like 2 swallows left. Uh-huh. I was like, dude, you didn't finish your drink. I'm in between drinks. Let's go to the bed.
Yeah. Yes, as soon as he said, I'm in between drinks, I was like, yep, I know where this is going. And yes, sign me up.
I love it. So again, one of those wonderful moments where I think you went to the bathroom to freshen up. And by the time you got out, he and I were naked on the bed making out.
Oh yeah. It was great.
It was just like,
it's a great scene to walk into.
Yeah. It was like, why are we fucking around? Let's just get down to business.
Yeah. Yeah.
I have such a crush on him. I have such a crush on so many people, but
mm-hmm. He's pretty. He's funny. He's fun.
Oh my God. He's so funny.
Yeah.
But we played with him, and I think in my mind, there's this great moment where if you're standing at the end of our bed, which is where he was standing, you're on the right-hand side. I'm on the left-hand side. And I think both of us had that alluring, like, you had slightly parted your legs and like your pussy showing. And I was like kind of rolled onto my side. So I'm flashing ass. And you were like, which one of us do you want to fuck? And I was like, oh man, I know where this is going to end up because it always does. And he goes, well, I really want to fuck Bradford. However, like I think Sabine is going to want to be here to see that. So, which is his partner. Yeah. So I'm going to fuck you, Angela. And I was like,
but that's not a no forever. It's like, just a no until she's here.
I'm okay with this.
Yeah.
I am okay with this. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I was like, all right, I'll FaceTime her. but then it's just, again, watching him fuck you while you were laying down and he's standing on the edge of the bed. Mm-hmm. And again, like, oh, it's just.
I also will say that one thing I do love about our bed. So our bed is the perfect height for you to bend me over doggy.
Yes.
And I mean, that's partially why we had it made that way.
Correct.
So it's the perfect height for that. But then when he was fucking me, he wanted to, at first we were on the bed.
Yeah.
And then he wanted to stand next to the bed and kind of pull me to the edge. And he was like, oh, let's see if it's the right height.
Yeah.
And he's a little bit taller than you.
Yeah.
But it was still the right height.
Yeah.
So well, no matter what.
You were on your back and yeah. then on your side. So yeah. with him being just those few centimeters taller, mm-hmm. it was perfect. Because I think you're probably too tall. I'm too short for that position. It's perfect for doggy for mm-hmm. us. But
yeah.
it was great. And again, like you sucking my cock and like playing, mm-hmm. I was playing with your ass while you're like twisted up like all pretzely. And it was
yeah, amazing. That was really good. Oh my God, I enjoyed that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then there was that moment, rewind just a bit. There was that moment where you two were 69ing and he and I started making out
mm-hmm.
while he was eating you out and I was licking your ass. Mm-hmm. And then like our tongues intertwined. It was fucking magic.
Yeah.
I was so turned on there. And then like, and I know those moments work for you because you were being very, audible.
Yes. Yes. It was working for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I tell you, folks, you just like keep talking to your partner and telling them what you like and then occasionally asking them if you can lick their asshole. And before long, they're going to like it. don't do it on the DL. You are very up and honest and open.
Yeah.
And
then things will open up
and
to you
sooner or later. I'm not going to say they'll learn to like it, but if they give you a go a few enough times, they will find out that they like it. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And that's what happened. With Angela's asshole.
Yeah. Yep.
yeah.
Its new best friend is your tongue.
Oh my God. I love eating your ass. It's like, what has happened? 2020 has been the year of like, suddenly I'm like, I am an ass connoisseur. Uh-huh. Like, I like ass and yours is my favorite.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
Because it's the one you see the most often.
It is. Yours and Leo's.
Yeah. Well, to fair. Okay.
And as of, you know, recent past the gentleman's.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. I can't help it. You are what you eat.
You're an ass.
I am an asshole.
Uh-huh. So yeah, that was our accidentally sexy weekend.
Yeah, I mean, it's
that was supposed
happened.
To be a nice, quiet, slow one so we could watch some of these TV shows and movies that people told us about.
Yeah. So I really did want to watch some TV.
Yeah, we still haven't watched them.
No, we didn't. Yeah. We were having sex.
They're still on the list.
Yeah. It's just, I'm still amazed at how quickly it happened. And I love those weekends in which you expect literally nothing to happen and suddenly everything's happening.
Mm-hmm.
I also very much enjoyed the finding somebody on Grindr and hooking up with them together. I think we should try to do that again.
Yeah, that was fun. And he was really cute. And I don't know if we'll ever see him again, but it was fun. So regardless.
Yeah. It was definitely good times. Oh, man. I hope other people are having weekends like this.
I know. I was going to say, we need a few more weekends like that.
We do. I think that what we may end up doing is creating a new Grindr profile for the two of us and just be like open and honest. Like, look, we're a couple that...
Do you ever see that? Do you ever see couple profiles?
Occasionally. Very rarely. And I don't know what kind of... response they get. I know in the past, like I've seen people say that ladies, their accounts get attacked because the gays are uncomfortable with lady folk having Grindr profiles.
Yeah.
I don't know how couples do. I've seen couples on there before, but yeah.
I would make it very distinct from yours though, because you don't want...
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Because if there's a problem then you don't want to affect yours.
And arguably if it does affect mine, fuck off. I don't want you anyway. Okay. Like if you're the kind of person that doesn't want to, you know, get together with me only because I have a female partner that might be interested as well, we're not going to be friends anyway.
Fair.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a future podcast, though. Mm. Anything else you got?
Couple grinder in the future.
Yeah, that's right.
So we just got a few kind of housekeeping cleanup things we can talk about.
Okie dokie.
We are working on the sexy stories. Yes. So we're gathering up sexy stories from everybody. And the idea is that we're going to have a few drinks, read them aloud, probably video it.
Yeah.
And we don't know what's coming because we're not reading the stories as they come in.
Have we gotten any in?
We've got a couple.
Oh, cool.
Not too many, so we need more.
Come on, people.
They can be real stories. They can be things that you wrote out of your head. I don't really care. Just make it fun.
Yeah.
Or interesting or like, holy shit, I can't believe that happened.
Yeah, we're okay with this. So like Angela said, our idea is that we want to do drunken sex stories, and so we'll just set up the video camera and just let it run while we read these out loud. So make sure it's a story we can read out loud.
Also change names if you think you should.
That's right, because we will not change the names.
No. Nope.
If you've already sent us a sex story and you're like, oh, fuck, just send us another and like
or just
our curator will change it.
Just let us know,
Yeah, and we're going to read these and look, we're going to make fun of them. That's exactly what we're going to do. But not in a hurtful way, in a
I can't believe that happened way.
I can't believe it's not butter way. That's I think it's going to it sounds fun to me.
Yeah. Yeah, so if you've got some that you want to send us, you can do so via email at stories@bytheby.com.au.
Yeah.
So we have the separate email address. That way we know not to look at it.
Right. I don't even know how. That's why I didn't know if we had any.
Yeah.
I'm just not smart.
Yeah. So it's stories@bytheby.com.au.
Yay.
So if you have any, send them in. We would love to get them and add them to the list. Yep. They don't have to be long. They could be quick little short things. We're just going to kind of put stuff together and read it and see what happens.
That's right. They don't have to be like all the penises on Grindr. They can be normal size stories. They don't have to be War and Peace.
They could be micro stories.
I'm happy with a micro story. I can stick a micro story in my ass. That'd be great. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I have a very sensitive, very tight asshole, and like micro stories would fit there perfectly. God, I don't even know what's wrong with me. My mom's so proud.
The other thing we've got coming up that we will start talking about now, it's a couple weeks away, but on December 6th, it's a Sunday for us. At 10 a.m.
Yes.
We're going to, for all of our...
That's like Saturday night in the U.S. somewhere.
It's 11 p.m. in London. Ooh. Unless there's time changes between now and then fuck if I know. But currently, that's 11 p.m. and that's 11 p.m. on Saturday night in London.
Okay.
It is 6 p.m. in New York.
Oh, good.
And 3 p.m. in Los Angeles.
On Saturday.
On Saturday.
Yes.
So Saturday afternoon, evening, nighttime, depending on where you are. If you're in Sydney, it's going to be Sunday morning. We are going to be on our Discord chat by request.
Yes.
And so that's for all of our Patreon supporters, pants off and above. So if you are interested in joining us and chatting, we will have a topic that we're meant to discuss. We may or may not get sidetracked. We'll
see.
Yeah. And so if you want to come in, we'll aim to be on for about an hour-ish. Could go short, could go long, depends on who joins us and where we go with things. So if you want to join us for the whole thing, that would be great. If you want to just pop in and out, that's completely acceptable as well.
Yeah. And you don't have to say hi.
Nope.
You can just pop in and eavesdrop. You know, you can be one of them lurkers. Yep. I'm all right with lurkers. Lurkers are fucking hot, man. I'm really excited for this. And also, our Discord channel is kind of blowing up with, we had some people request it. We started a meme channel and a not safe for work channel. Mm-hmm. So we've been posting some sexy pictures. I know I posted a shot of the gentleman and Angela when she was doing the sounding on him. And yeah, it's...
And that video's coming up.
That video's coming up. I'm working on it now. It's been... it's been kind of cool to see all these nice, sexy shots. And like, oh, I feel like I'm going to put up a sexy shot.
It's also been... I think the general chat has been really good, at least for me, to see that there's people who really want to interact, interact really well, and just very supportive. And I think that's great.
It warms the cockles of my heart to see folks, and like some of the chat goes from like everything from the Acadian Canadians to like Creole something. I don't know. It was way over my head. There was some French talk, like they were talking French, and like even reading French is sexy. And then talking about sex.
Yeah. It goes like, it can be crazy. It can be zany. It can be serious. It can be just,
it's good. It's
history. I mean, who knows?
It's a, the point of this all was to have a safe space that we can all just sort of vent, be ourselves without any worry about persecution or not feeling included.
And especially with a lot of people in lockdown or quarantining, whether it's self-quarantine or mandated quarantine, just have a place that you can talk to other people and, you know, express yourself and not have to hide who you are.
Yeah. It's been great. So,
yeah.
And there's a lot of sexy fuckers on there. I'm never disappointed when I open the Not Safe for Work. Honestly, I didn't think I was going to be like, Not Safe for Work. Fine. It's like, it's my favorite channel.
Yeah.
We've got a bunch of channels, but it's my favorite. So come join us. And how do you get into that? You go to patreon.com/bythebypodcast. You become a supporter, a patron of our podcast at pants off or above. And you get an automatic link in your email.
So I will say the pants on, so the $2 supporters, they get access to the general chat.
Oh,
so it's
cool.
Just not the memes and the Not Safe for Work.
Also, they don't get those.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, we're so bad.
I know.
Shame on us. But you know what? If you want to see us naked, I'm just saying, we no longer put that shit on Twitter because, well.
Because Twitter?
Twitter's kind of a dumpster fire, let me be honest. Anyway, and Instagram won't let us. Facebook is... sad.
Yeah.
So yeah, we just created our own fuck you world. That's how we're taking over the world.
Exactly.
Anything else you want to say to our sexy listeners out there?
I think we've covered a lot of the stuff.
This was a lot of sex talk. Yeah. I'm sorry if you don't like sex talk. I don't know why you made it to this point. You stuck with it. And you're like, any minute now, they're going to stop talking about sex.
I don't think any of our listeners think that.
They might.
I don't think so.
Good.
And how do people find us besides on Discord and Patreon?
Damn it. I was just getting ready to say something sarcastic. This is why we should never face each other when we podcast. You can find us on Instagram, on Facebook, and on Twitter. I know I just badmouthed two thirds of them, if not all thirds of them, but we're still on there and we still answer messages. We still see our messages. So find us at By the By Podcast on all three of those. You can go to our website, www.bythebuy.com.au. And you can also reach out to us there, or you can email us, theatomsoflove@gmail.com. And we still get those emails. And Angela is the one who responds to all of those. It's not Bradford, but he tries and he fails miserably. But I try to do the Insta, the Facebook, and the Twitters. So that's how you can reach out to us. We always love hearing from y'all. So please reach out.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.